For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Has this ever happened to you? You go to the doctor and you come back home and a loved one or friend says, "So what did they say?" And you just can't remember details. I recently spoke with Dr. Phil Bernard, Associate Professor of Pediatrics and Critical Care, as well as Medical Director of Information Technology at UK Healthcare, about Open Notes, an implement that allows a patient to access their healthcare record at any time.
Open Notes started off as a Robert Wood Johnson study. They took 112 physicians and they opened up all the physician notes to their patients. And they said, what would happen? There's a perceived issue between physicians and their patients having a good relationship where the physician will say something, and as soon as the patient leaves the office, we know that about 25% of everything that the physician and the patient talks about is immediately forgotten. What would happen if patients could go back and actually see what the physicians wrote?
You know, you bring up a great point, Phil. I think a lot of what I've told my med students, and maybe you've used this analogy before, especially if your patient and their family are nervous, and who's not nervous going to the doctor's office, or you have a child who's sick, or a family member, or you yourself, it almost sounds like those old Peanuts Charlie Brown specials, you know, where the adult voices are just nonsensical sounds. I think a lot of times that's what we hear when our doctor is talking to us. We want to please her or him, so we nod our head as if we're understanding everything, and yet we go away really sort of not understanding.
Absolutely. And we all have families who've had illness, and this really struck home for me when my mother had an illness. And I would ask her, as well as my father, they're both highly educated people, so what did the physician say? And there was a lot of blank space. There was a lot of silence there. And then I would go back and ask them simple questions. Again, these are very intelligent people. Simple questions, and they wouldn't have the answers for me. And it really built up a lot of questioning, a lot of concern about whether they were getting the health care they needed. I would call their physicians, obviously with their permission, and I would get really, really good answers. And I'm like, what's missing here? And clearly it was because they were nervous, they're concerned because they had a major illness, and they just didn't have time or, frankly, the energy to process what the physician was saying at that point.
In case you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Dr. Phil Bernard, Associate Professor of Pediatrics and Critical Care and Medical Director of Information Technology for UK Healthcare.
So if Open Note is a clinic note or a hospital note that the patient herself or, with permission, family can read, is this impetus for these Open Notes, did that come from physicians, nurses, and others, or did it come from the patient side? Do we know where it started?
Well, you know, there's been an increased movement from our patients saying we need increased transparency. This, however, was result of a team collaboration between physicians and nurses where they said, let's open it up and see what happened. Now, obviously, it's been really embraced by patients. In the studies, 95% of patients have actually opened up their notes if they've had access to them. That's an incredible amount of engagement from patients. They want to be involved in their healthcare. They want to know what's going on. So it's really been a win-win for everyone.
So physicians here, say at UK Healthcare or elsewhere, knowing that those notes are going to be read by others, do they modify language? And what I'm specifically angling towards is, instead of using a lot of medical jargon and acronyms and abbreviations, are people being more careful to put it in plainer English?
Well, I think there's some movement that direction. However, I think it's also important for the physician to write a note that still reflects the medical complexity of the patient and still accurately portrays their encounter. And again, that's all in the spirit of increased transparency. So we shouldn't be using medical jargon that the patient can't understand. But if we're using medical jargon, we have a duty to our patients to explain what it is that we're documenting and what it is that we're going to be treating. So by the time the patient reads the note, they should understand what that medical jargon is.
Yeah, I think an occupational hazard perhaps that you and I have is that we've been using that terminology for so long that it becomes second nature for us, and maybe we forget that that patient or family member doesn't have the same experience as we do.
Completely agree. In preparation for taking our entire enterprise, live with open notes, we had a lot of physician meetings where the physicians were able to express their concerns. And let's be clear, there were a lot of concerns. One of the biggest issues that we have in Kentucky is obesity. And one of the frequent questions I would get from my colleagues is, would you want me to stop documenting obesity? Aren't my patients going to be offended when I say that they're morbidly obese? And my answer to them is absolutely not. Because if we're doing our job well, we're going to be discussing their obesity during the clinic. So the only time that we should really have an issue is when we're not being transparent with our diagnosis and we're not counseling our patients. Now, there are a couple of exceptions when you're afraid that what you document could actually do harm to the patient or someone in their family. And I think those are exceptions, and we've adequately safeguarded against those. So there are some very sensitive issues that we can say, well, you know, we're not going to release that to the patient. That's incredibly rare.
Yeah, I would think that would be rare, though. I guess one of the things that comes to mind is there are always those individuals who act out for whatever reason or, who perhaps are verbally or even physically aggressive towards their healthcare caregivers. So I guess it would be a tightrope then as to what to document and what not to document.
I think that is tough. One of the questions that we had would be, what would be the reception among our patients? Would they be more confused after seeing all this medical jargon? And the overwhelming majority of patients actually have an increased engagement. They actually have increased compliance with their healthcare. And there is a very small number of patients who go, I didn't understand what was going on. It's less than 1%.
And I wonder if part of the conversation, and we're all resistant to change, and physicians tend to be normal human beings in that respect, very resistant to change. Was one of the conversational objectives that you had with those who were concerned the reminder that the patient's chart has always been open to them? All they had to do was request it. This perhaps just makes it a little bit more easy for them to do so.
Absolutely. This really makes it a much more temporal process. Now they can get the documentation of the visit much closer to when the visit actually occurred, when it's still fresh in their mind. But absolutely, we've always been able to request our medical records. We still can. This just makes the process much more easier, much more available to the patient, and again, increases their opportunity to ask questions at the follow-up visit, correct errors that there have been because of a misunderstanding in the conversation between the physician and the patient. Overall, this has been an extremely successful endeavor.
Well, I'm excited to hear it, and I think it's a good generational shift from, I'm a little bit older than you. I know our audience can't tell how old we are, but I know generationally when I first started in medical school, there was a very patriarchal or matriarchal approach where the physician was often the boss who told the patient what to do. I think we've delightfully, in my mind, moved towards more of a partnership with our patients where we work together to achieve those goals that our patients have. And I see this as a great step towards that goal.
Absolutely. Instead of directing the care, we're now part of the team. We're still leading the team, and we're still the subject matter expert. But if we're leading the team and there's no one behind us, not a whole lot's going to happen. So we've got to engage everyone on the team. Not just the patient, but all of our colleagues who are working with us, nurses and allied professionals. We've all got to be working to increase the health of our patients.
And we'll post some information for our listeners about Open Notes and what it is on our website, but is there anything that I've neglected to ask you about that you would want our listeners to know?
Open Notes is freely available through your patient portal. Patient portal is available to anyone who goes to University of Kentucky. You can immediately access that information as soon as you sign up on the patient portal.
And are other universities and private medical enterprises taking note, no pun intended, and instituting this technology?
Well, it started off as a very small group of patients, 10,000 patients in 2012. It's now 10 million patients throughout the country. That's still, though, a very small amount of patients in the entire United States. we are very excited, though, to be part of really the initial wave. So institutions that we like to compare ourselves to, like Stanford and UT Anderson and Cleveland Clinic, are all part of this initial wave. So we're really excited to be on the forefront. We're certainly the first in Kentucky to be undertaking this endeavor. We anticipate that the rest of the country will be following our lead.
My thanks again to Dr. Phil Bernard, Associate Professor of Pediatrics and Critical Care and Medical Director of Information Technology at UK Healthcare. As always, for more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.